This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. Brian V. Malazzo, Appellant, decided March 18, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. State of Missouri, opinion issued March 18, 2025. Respondent v. No. SC-10652. Brian V. Malazzo, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Randolph County. The Honorable James Maurice Cooksey, Judge Brian Malazzo, appeals his conviction for the Class A misdemeanor of interfering with an arrest on the basis of insufficient evidence. Because there was sufficient evidence, Malazzo used physical interference to impede the arrest of a passenger in his vehicle by refusing to unlock the passenger side door, this court affirms the Circuit Court's judgment. Factual and procedural background. In March 2022, two Missouri State Highway Patrol officers, Trooper and Corporal, were conducting a driver's license checkpoint in Randolph County. Malazzo came to the checkpoint driving a pickup truck with a passenger in his front passenger seat. Malazzo told Trooper he did not have his driver's license with him, but had two proof of insurance on his phone. Trooper asked Malazzo to pull over to the shoulder and park in front of Trooper's patrol vehicle so Malazzo could locate his proof of insurance. Malazzo complied and identified himself upon Trooper's request so Trooper could look up Malazzo's driver's license. While speaking to Malazzo on the driver's side of the vehicle, Trooper noticed passenger was not wearing his seatbelt, so he asked passenger identification questions to issue him a seatbelt citation. Passenger did not respond to Trooper's questions and avoided eye contact. After passenger continued to refuse to give Trooper his name, Trooper requested Corporal's assistance. Corporal approached the passenger side of the vehicle and spoke to passenger, but passenger also refused to identify himself for Corporal. As a result, Corporal told passenger he was under arrest because the officers could not otherwise issue the seatbelt citation without passenger's name. When Corporal told passenger to step out of the vehicle, passenger refused. In response, Corporal instructed Malazzo multiple times to unlock the door and stated he would otherwise have to break the window to remove passenger from the vehicle. 1-1 videos taken from Trooper's dash camera and inside Corporal's patrol vehicle were admitted at trial, along with a video Malazzo recorded on his cellular phone. Not all the dialogue in the videos is comprehensible, but video captures Corporal stating, "You're under arrest for failing to wear a safety belt. If you don't unlock the door and open up, we're going to punch it out and take you out of the vehicle." Video also captures Corporal asking Malazzo, "Do you want your window broken out, sir?" Malazzo contends neither officer asked Malazzo to unlock the passenger side door. However, both officers testified Corporal instructed Malazzo to unlock the door multiple times. 3. Eventually, Corporal instructed Trooper to retrieve a window punch from his patrol vehicle. Corporal stated, "Sir, I'm not going to warn you again. I will break your window and I will drag him out of it." Neither Malazzo nor passenger took any action. Consequently, Corporal broke the passenger side window using the tool, reached through the window to unlock the door, removed passenger from the vehicle, and placed passenger under arrest. Once passenger was secured in Trooper's patrol vehicle, Corporal placed Malazzo under arrest. Malazzo was charged with interfering with an arrest. At trial, Malazzo testified his vehicle was already locked when he reached the checkpoint. The power locks inside his vehicle had not worked for 2 years prior to the incident, and the only way he could have unlocked the passenger side door was by reaching across passenger and manually turning the lock or opening the door. Malazzo also testified he did not tell the officers the power locks were broken. An investigator from the public defender's office who had inspected Malazzo's vehicle testified the vehicle automatically locks once the vehicle's speed reaches approximately 10 miles per hour and the vehicle remains locked when placed in park and turned off. Corporal and Trooper both testified at trial, and videos capturing the incident were admitted into evidence. After the state rested, Malazzo filed a motion for judgment of acquittal, arguing the state failed to make a submissible case because it presented insufficient evidence to prove he used physical interference during passenger.